Live. With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. I, together with our listeners, we are the only people not watching the Super Bowl right now. We've got a jam-packed lineup of guests for you here today. We have the vice president of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. We have former NFL player Brent Novoselsky. And I've got a lot of advice on how you can start a business with little money. I know all of our listeners have asked me about that in the past. Once again, you're listening to the Super Bowl edition of Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Get on my website, shalomklein.com. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or give them a call at 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510, or check them out online, tandemhr.com. They've got a lot of advice for you, and you don't want to miss out. So I have something that I've been posting about quite a bit on my website, sending out emails, and as I mentioned before, for those of you that are listening on the air on this Super Bowl weekend, I encourage you to get on my website, shalomklein.com, where you could download podcasts from Get Down to Business and subscribe to find out when some of my other content and events are posted. You don't want to miss out on that. But I talk a lot about shopping local. And I believe that's one of the things that I've worked so hard on, but sometimes I feel I'm not gaining enough traction. I know how hard I try whenever possible to go to a local business in my community. There's two differences over here. There's shopping small and shopping local. Today I want to talk about shop local. We've spoken in the past about shopping small, meaning supporting local small businesses. But now I want to talk to you about shopping local. I broadcast out of Elk Grove Village. My understanding is that many of you are out there in the suburbs. I know we've got a lot of great Chicago listeners as well. When you're in the suburbs, literally, it's so easy to track the dollars that you are spending when you go out to eat, when you do your grocery shopping, and the return ripple effect it has on your services that you receive from your local community. Let me be crystal clear. There is a wonderful Jewel Osco in Evanston, Illinois. Great selection, great department. When a comparable store with a similar selection for items that I buy, and I buy a lot of kosher items, became available in Skokie, I literally have not walked back into that store ever since then. Why would I go outside of my community, outside of my neighborhood, and spend my hard-earned dollars and basically have those dollars go to service people in a community next door? Let me be clear. The mayor of Evanston, Liz Tistel, is a good friend, and I know she has listened to this program in the past. In fact, she's been on this program in the past. And Liz, mayor, I've got nothing against Evanston. However, if you live in a community, you want to support that community. If you want to make sure that your snow will be plowed, that you will have the adequate police force that you come to expect, and when there are opportunities for new services, you'll be first on the list to get it. As an example, I live in Skokie, as I mentioned. When I do my shopping locally at the local Mariano's, or of course, as I mentioned before, shopping at local small businesses, it means that those dollars literally those sales tax dollars are going to be going back into the community. So I'm pretty involved in the community, and I know that the revenue in Skokie has gone up because of the additional stores that have been open and because people are shopping there. Interestingly enough, there are reports, there are studies that most municipalities have done that they could see where the bleed of the communities are. Here in Skokie, well, actually in Skokie, we're not in Skokie now, but in Skokie, the study is that most people in Skokie do not have to leave the village of Skokie to buy items, with the exception of home improvement stores. Yes, that's for real. Home improvement stores. There's not many of them in Skokie, and you have to go to your neighboring communities of Lincolnwood and Evanston and some of the other surrounding neighborhoods. That's not too bad. We've got malls, we've got businesses, and it's so important to shop in your local businesses. Obviously, I'm leading up to something over here. Our next guest, we will be talking with a representative of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. We've got an important issue. We're going to be shifting more to the city of Chicago issues very shortly. But I want to emphasize some of the importance of shopping local. And now let me tell you a little bit about shopping at your local small businesses. By choosing some of your local and independent businesses for your services, shopping, dining, other needs, you not only get real value and personal service, you'll also experience an addition to the casual encounters that take place in the neighborhood. And you can imagine that you will meet many of the people that you know from your local community at those local businesses. Local businesses literally become the ultimate social networking site. So I want to share some 6 reasons why when you do your shopping for a day like Super Bowl Sunday, and my wife and I just came from a pre-Super Bowl party. We made sure to buy our contributions to the party at a local small business. You strengthen your local economy. Every dollar you spend at an independent business returns 3 times more money to your local economy than one spent at a chain, almost 50 times more than buying from an online mega retailer. And that's a benefit we could all bank on. It shapes our character of the community. Independent businesses help give the community a distinct personality, lower taxes. More efficient land use and more central locations means that local businesses are putting less demand on our roads, sewers, and safety services. They also generate more tax revenue per sales dollar. The bottom line, a greater percentage of local independent businesses keeps your taxes lower. Choices, a wide variety of independent businesses, each servicing our customers' needs, creates greater overall choice for all of us. When you want to make sure that you could get that unique niche item very, very quickly, chances are you think of the business on Main Street. You think of the business down the street where you could run in. It's a convenience store. And sometimes, yes, you pay for that convenience. But if you want that store to be there in the middle of the night or on a weekend when you desperately need that item, you have to support those businesses. And it creates jobs and opportunities. This is something our listeners have heard me ramble on about almost every week on this program. Not only do independent businesses employ more people directly per dollar of revenue, they're also the customers, the local printers, accountants, wholesalers, farms, attorneys, expanding opportunities for local entrepreneurs and give back to your community. Small businesses donate more than twice as much per sales dollar to local nonprofits, events, and other local causes compared to big businesses. And that's why you need to check with your local chamber of commerce. Check with the many great organizations that are out there that can be so helpful to letting you know about what businesses exist. But again, shop local, support your local community, and make sure you shop small as well. And you'll be hearing more about this. I actually have posted a lengthy blog discussion on my website, shalomkline.com. That's also where you can download podcasts from Get Down to Business. Next up on the program, we are going to have Tanya from the Illinois Retail Merchants Association talking about something very, very interesting affecting the retail community in the city of Chicago. It is an important issue, an issue that my guess is most of our listeners don't know about, and it's something that the city council and the mayor are trying to slip through quietly, and that's been done before, and we can't allow that to happen. This is something that affects the retail community. And it's been done in other communities, and we want to make sure we protect our Chicago listeners. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or give them a call at 708-771-7777, 708-771-7777. Easiest phone number to remember. Give Chris Everett a call. Tell her you heard about her, about Everett Wealth Solutions on Get Down to Business. And for those of you that are watching the Super Bowl in the corner of your eye and listening to Get Down to Business, I believe Denver's up ahead. So I guess go Denver, I think. I'm not much of a sports fan. It's pretty exciting. Go team. This is once again is the Super Bowl edition of Get Down to Business. You can find that blog that I was talking about shopping local, shopping small, on my website, shalomkline.com. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or give them a call, 630-928-0510. Up next, we're going to continue the conversation about retail. We've got Brent Novoselsky, former NFL player, calling into the program. You don't want to miss this. Chicago, don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Dylan. Here's a check of the roads. On the inbound Ike, it's jammed at Damon through the burn. Thorndale to the old post office, 33 minutes. Outbound Ike, a slight hang-up from Cicero to Austin. From the old post office to Thorndale, 31. Inbound Edens, Lake Cook to Montrose, no delays, 19 minutes. Same thing, outbound Edens, 19. Inbound Kennedy, no delays from O'Hare to downtown, 20 minutes. Outbound Kennedy, nice clean ride from downtown to O'Hare, 20 minutes. Inbound Stevenson, smooth, 355 to Lakeshore, 34 minutes. Outbound Stevenson, tapping the brakes at Western to Pulaski. Lakeshore Drive to 355, 36 minutes. And the inbound Ryan, slight hang up at 18th. Tonight, 29, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 32 and snow. Currently, 43. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
I'm going to just guess you don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
No, I do appreciate Valentine's Day.
Some people have protested the celebration of Valentine's Day because certain people get little love letters and other people don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, how many did you get? Oh, did I touch a nerve?
It was a round number. Maybe that's why there's this hole in me, this emptiness inside, this hurt that doesn't go away.
Start your day with Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-992-4419. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry! Call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-992-4419. That's 1-800-992-4419. 1-800-992-4419.
So speaking of our business community, speaking of our retail community, as promised, thrilled to be joined by Tanya Trish, who is the general counsel for the Illinois Retail Merchants Association and directs the activities of the Chicago Retail Merchants Association. Tanya, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, Shalom, for having me.
Of course. So as I mentioned earlier, there are some interesting things going on in City Council right now that our listeners should probably be in the loop on, wouldn't you think?
I think so. There's always something interesting going on in Chicago City Council.
Well, tell us about tobacco.
Yeah, well, for sure. So this is an interesting thing because the mayor introduced an ordinance last month that's scheduled to be heard in the Finance Committee tomorrow. And this ordinance does basically four things. The first thing it does is it raises the age to purchase tobacco from 18 to 21. The second thing is that it would implement a new tax called an Other Tobacco Products Tax, OTP for short. Basically, that's a tax on any tobacco product that's not cigarettes or vaping products. So cigars, little cigars, snuff, chew, roll your own tobacco, all of that would now be taxed by the city.
So the goal is to make sure that people should not buy anything in the city of Chicago ever again.
Certainly not tobacco.
Certainly not tobacco. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And so while the state and Cook County already have a tax on those products, the city does not. And actually, there's a law, a state law in the Home Rule jurisdiction part of the act, where it says that if a home rule municipality, which Chicago is, if they have not passed a cigarette tax or an OTP tax prior to July 1st, 1993, then they're prohibited from doing so. And that's why we haven't seen an OTP tax in Chicago thus far. In fact, a couple years ago, there were two bills introduced, one in the Senate and one in the House, to quote-unquote clarify that Chicago had the authority to pass its own OTP law. And that obviously never went anywhere. It passed out of the Senate, but it didn't go anywhere in the House. And we think that the reason why they went to seek clarification that they had the authority is because they know that they don't have the authority. And so now I suppose that the mayor's office has taken a different reading of what their rights are under the law and now have this proposal to establish this tax, even though they sought the authority a couple years ago in Springfield.
So to provide some perspective on this, let's take it issue by issue. So there's the first part that you mentioned, Tanya, is the increase of the age for tobacco purchase from 18 to 21.
Right.
That's a step that surrounding communities have already taken. I know Evanston took that step not all that long ago. What is the IRMA's position on that?
Well, we don't want our customers, I'm sorry, our members, which are retailers, to lose any customer, any adult customer. And an 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old customer is an adult. And so we're concerned, and we don't want the city to lose the revenue from those taxes, because when the city loses revenue from taxes, it then starts to tax other things or raise.
And that's precisely the point I was making earlier in shopping. When you buy things locally, you should be able to expect that the tax dollars will be used locally. But I would imagine that steps like this will cause people to yet again flock to the, especially sort of border wards, which border on the north side, on the south side, people will flock to the suburbs. There is an alderman that shall remain nameless for the moment that mentioned to me that she has not purchased gas in the city of Chicago in several years.
Absolutely. And it's actually a fact. Whenever the city increases its cigarette tax, our members that own gas stations, both in the city and in the suburbs, report to us that that their revenues in their suburban stores increase. Well, that's not a coincidence, right? It's because people are leaving the city to purchase these products. And don't forget, Shalom, when they leave the city to purchase these products, they're also making other purchases. So it's not only the cigarette tax or the tobacco tax that the city loses, but it loses all of that incremental sales tax as well, whether it be gas tax or the other sales that people buy in convenience stores when they purchase their tobacco.
So, Tanya, I know you're hyper-focused on Chicago, but are some of the suburbs that are home rule communities also considering this OTP tax?
Well, Cook County does have an OTP tax, and it's the only home rule, other home rule jurisdiction I know of that has this tax. Again, the state law does not allow home rule municipalities to have the tax, but it does allow home rule counties, other home rule jurisdictions, to have the tax. That's why Cook County's is in effect.
Got it. Well, it's interesting. So what are the steps that City Council will be taking? You mentioned it's going before committee. And what should our listeners do, especially those that live in the city of Chicago, if you're ever so slightly concerned about issues like this?
Well, I think there's a larger issue here. Number one, for those of your listeners that don't smoke, they shouldn't tune out, because there's a third prong to this ordinance that I think everyone, whether you smoke or not, should be aware of. And that's the fact that the city is proposing to set minimum floor prices for tobacco products. And that basically means that the city will determine what a retailer can charge for tobacco products. And it's saying that it needs this authority because tobacco products are unhealthy, and that it wants to keep children away from them. Well, if you use that logic, there are a lot of things that we sell in our stores that people can determine are unhealthy. Will the city then set the price floors for those products as well? And so whether you smoke or not, you should be concerned whenever the city thinks it has the business acumen to walk up and down the aisles of our stores and determine what prices ought to be for products.
Retailers should be able to make that decision, whether it's a big retailer or a small retailer. That is what, you know, it's great to have that competition. So somebody will choose to go to a local business because a price is X and because there's a selection of XYZ. That should not be pushed on to a local business, big or small, by the city of Chicago.
Right. The city shouldn't determine what prices ought to be for any product. That they are not in the retail business. Frankly, their budget issues are widely known. And so, you know, we find it offensive that they think that they can come in our stores and tell us what to charge for things.
So what do we do about it?
They should call their alderman. Everyone should call their alderman and tell them, don't set price floors on any product. And don't decrease the tax revenue that the city has coming in today. Otherwise, they'll look for other ways to raise those taxes, mainly property taxes and other kinds of taxes that non-smokers don't like.
And I just want to be crystal clear about this. As I mentioned before, Tanya, you mentioned that whenever there's an increase in a tax, you see that revenue in the city businesses, you mentioned gas stations, goes down, and the suburban businesses right nearby goes up. That will happen. We will see businesses that will struggle in communities like a West Rogers Park, which borders a village of Lincolnwood, a village of Skokie, and it's the benefit of those surrounding neighborhoods and those businesses when the businesses are not being mandated to with an X minimum price.
Right, absolutely. I think that you know, the tobacco policies, the tobacco taxes that this city has increased and put on retailers have basically served as an economic boon to our surrounding suburbs and the state of Indiana.
Wow. You're absolutely correct. Tanya Trish from the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. Again, important legislation being proposed, being introduced, affecting really everybody, whether you're a smoker or not, you should be paying attention to this, because this affects your neighborhood, this affects the businesses in the neighborhood, and frankly, the city of Chicago telling businesses that we know how to price better than you do, and that's never fair. So as Tanya mentioned, pick up the phone, call your alderman, make the mayor aware of your displeasure with this. But Tanya, you've got a lot to say on the subject regarding retail. How can our listeners learn more about the work of the IRMA?
Yes, well, we have a website, irma.org, and we are out there. We represent the retail community and chain restaurants. We represent businesses large and small, and they can check us out.
Okay, fantastic. Well, enjoy the rest of the game. Brent Novoselsky, NFL player will be joining us up next. Very on theme over here. Tani, we appreciate your time. We'll be sure to check back in with you to follow the updates on this bill. And once again, you're listening to Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Don't touch that dial. We've got a lot more for you after the break.
The first votes of the 2016 campaign were finally cast in Iowa.
God bless the great state of Iowa.
And Ted Cruz emerged the winner.
Tonight is a victory for courageous conservatives across Iowa and all across this great nation.
Now, the race shifts to New Hampshire.
On to New Hampshire.
And the first in the nation primary. Stay tuned to find out what happens next.
We are going to win this election for this country.
On your election station, AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. North Korea launches a long-range missile, and the U.N. Security Council calls an emergency meeting.
At this emergency meeting, the U.N. Security Council unanimously condemned this long-range missile launch, but they didn't agree on any new sanctions against North Korea. The White House wants serious consequences.
Fox's Kristen Fisher. Super Bowl 50 underway. The Broncos lead the Panthers 10-0.
It's a special opportunity, and I think our players understand that.
Denver quarterback Peyton Manning before the game. CBS's Gayle King interviewed the president and first lady about their Super Bowl spread.
It's, you know, your basic wings,
yeah,
pizza, nachos.
We let guac. Let's move off the table.
Yeah. No, you know, people said, well, you know, she's let's move. Will there be carrot quesadillas?
Yeah, no.
I said, no.
Well, there's like the little vegetable tray that nobody touches next to the stuff.
Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Dylan. Here's a look at traffic. On the inbound, Ike jamming up at Damon through the burn. Thorndale to the old post office, 33 minutes. Outbound, Ike slow at Cicero through Austin from the old post office to Thorndale, 31. No delays on the inbound, Edens, Lake Cook to Montrose, just 19. Outbound, Edens, same thing, Montrose to Lake Cook, 19. Inbound, Kennedy's delay free, O'Hare to downtown, 20 minutes. Flip side on the outbound, Kennedy, just a 20-minute trip out to O'Hare. Inbound, Stevenson, 355 to Lakeshore's delay free. 34 minutes. Outbound Stevenson, you might tap the brakes at Western through Pulaski. Lakeshore Drive to 355, 36 minutes. And on the inbound Ryan, a slight delay at 18th from 95th to downtown, 16 minutes. Tonight, 29, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 32 and snow. Currently 43. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Signature Bank is Chicago's fastest growing, independently owned business bank. Signature Bank listens to your story, learns about your business, and sticks with their customers. I'm Dan Proft, and I know this because Signature Bank is my business bank.
I'm Mick O'Rourke, co-founder, president, and CEO of Signature Bank. We founded Signature Bank in 2006 with one goal, to serve as Chicago's business bank. Now, 10 years later, we've seen that vision turn into a reality. We'd like to help your business realize all of its potential. My co-founders and I have many years of experience in commercial banking. When we learn about your business, we sit down across the table from you. When you have concerns, we pick up the phone to talk them through. We know your name and your story. At Signature Bank, when we make a commitment, we deliver.
Signature Bank is looking for their next success story. Learn more about turning your business vision into reality. Visit signature-bank.com. Signature Bank, helping local businesses succeed. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thrilled to be joined by my good friend Brent Novoselsky, Vice President at GCG Financial. But for the sports fans this evening, I guess, Brent, your claim to fame is the years that you were with the Chicago Bears and the Minnesota Vikings. Career, you had you included over 100 special teams tackles. So, Brent Novoselsky, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Shalom. It's good to be here on this day, which is a very exciting one so far in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so I'm impressed that I managed to get you for a few minutes while I have no doubt the TV is playing in the background.
The TV's playing in the background, and you caught me in between bites of different food. So
Okay. Well, before we talk business over here, who are you cheering for this evening?
I've got to cheer for the Panthers. Ron Rivera, I played with him on the Bears, and when I retired, he was the guy that was getting me all of my golf outings, the charity golf outings. He used to set all those up when I came back into town. And Ron, he's just a great guy, quality guy. The reality is he probably should have been the Bears head coach, but was fired after the Super Bowl. I think Lovie Smith was a little worried about his job. And, he knew Ron was going to take over. And Ron's been a great head coach in the National Football League. Just a great, great, great quality guy.
So as we're talking, I'm being bombarded with texts, emails. Everybody's telling me a lot of interesting things. And one of the news articles I just got is Super Bowl 50, Broncos or Panthers, which team is the chosen one? That's the question I just that's the article that was just sent over to me. But Brent, aside for your history in the world of the NFL, I know you still remain involved, and we'll talk about that in a moment. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing post NFL life.
Well, post NFL life, I've been working at GCG Financial actually for about 21 years now, doing investments in insurance, a lot of benefit work with small to mid-sized companies. Dealing with entrepreneurs, and it's been a great ride, and a lot of fun.
That's great. And you guys were in Bannockburn, recently moved your office, but you have a presence. Your GCG is a pretty major player in the space. How many people are on the GCG team?
Well, we've got about 200 folks. We just moved down to Deerfield. We got an office in the Loop, and then we also have one out in Oak Brook. I guess we got a little office in Schaumburg, and then we've got an office in Denver. Also, I'm not sure how the Denver office got in there, but we're mostly Chicago based, although we deal with companies that are, across the continent.
That's great. So you are working with, as you said, entrepreneurs, with a lot of folks that are you're helping plan. And I know that there's a lot of different people involved in the world of GCG. And certainly you guys have been following the changes with the Affordable Care Act. And I know you have a whole side of your business dedicated to that. But tell us a little bit about the profile of the types of people that you typically spend your time working with.
Yeah, what's the Affordable Care Act? I'm uncertain of that. about 65% of what we do is based in benefits, and most of that is based in healthcare. So the type of businesses that we work with are mostly businesses from 5 employees up to a couple thousand.
By the way, Brent, all kidding aside, I think that most people out there are still questioning what in the world is going on with this ACA and how do I deal with it. And that's why it's good that we have you on the program.
Well, it's nothing that we can really resolve today. It's an ongoing issue, and it's one that keeps on changing. And based on whoever wins this election, it could change even greater. But You know, that's why the key is to have somebody that knows what's going on in the world of health insurance and ACA and make sure that they know what your company is attempting to do. I mean, that is really the key of having a really good advisor, you know, as opposed to just going out there and trying to do it on your own, trying to go on the sites and just say, okay, everybody go out and fend for themselves.
And there's so many changes that are taking place for businesses under 50 employees, over 50 employees, and putting it bluntly, a business owner can't do it themselves. It will cost you.
Yes.
It will cost you, and it's just not worth the headache, the heartache, because you will do it wrong. And that's why you should be working with an advisor.
Not only that, you got to worry about the Department of Labor all of a sudden giving you a call and you know, enforcing, because that's what they're talking about is this government enforcement of the rules. And, you know, it's so important to have somebody out there that knows this stuff. And look, business owners out there, you know what you do really well. You go out, you do what you do, and you make money at it. You got to let the experts kind of handle the other sides and make sure. And that's the problem, too, is that, you know, there's so many good resources for Fortune 500 companies out there, but for the small companies, the mom and pops out there, there's not a lot of really good outlets, people that really know what they're doing, and that's kind of the niche that we've found ourselves in. And not only have we done that on the health side, but we've actually expanded it onto the risk management side, the property casualty workers comp, and you know, that's been a huge area for growth for us the last 5 years.
Fantastic. Well, we're chatting with Brent Novoselsky. Brent, you have your bachelor's in economics from the Wharton School of Business and University of Pennsylvania, and certainly with the concentration in entrepreneurial management, you understand a thing or two about what business owners are going through. You also understand a thing or two of what the Carolina Panthers and Denver Broncos are going through as well. So we're going to talk a little bit more about business, talk a little bit more about sports, talk a little bit more about your charitable work as well. After the break, once again, we're chatting with Brent Novoselsky. Special treat to have him on Super Bowl Sunday, Super Bowl 50. For those of you that are listening, maybe send up flares. Let me know that you are tuned in. I know we've already gotten some calls about our last conversation about the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We're going to be checking back with Brent momentarily.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Dylan. Here's a check of the roads. Inbound Ike jamming up at Damon through the burn. Thorndale to the old post office, 33 minutes. Outbound Ike tapping the brakes at Cicero through Austin from the old post office to Thorndale, 31. On the inbound Edens, no delays from Lake Cook to Montrose, a 19-minute trip. Same thing on the outbound Edens, no delays, 19 minutes. Inbound Kennedy's delay-free from O'Hare to downtown, 20 minutes. Outbound Kennedy, no delays from downtown to O'Hare, 20 minutes. Inbound Stevenson's nice clean ride from 355 to Lakeshore, 34 minutes. Outbound Stevenson tapping the brakes at Western, Lakeshore Drive to 355, 36. 29, partly cloudy tonight, 32, snow likely tomorrow, 43 and cloudy currently. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-700-5105. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-700-5105. That's 1-800-700-5105. 1-800-700-5105.
Back on the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, we are chatting with Brent Novoselsky, Vice President at GCG Financial. Brent, aside for your work at GCG, trying to demystify, decipher the Affordable Care Act and some of the other risk management areas of business, you are pretty involved in the community. Tell us about some of the causes you've been involved with since joining GCG and retiring from the NFL.
Well, one of the things that I've done is I've actually taken a very active hand in the NFL Players Association, trying to help our guys. And I was treasurer for a bunch of years. I recently took over as president of that organization. And it's a charitable-minded organization. We give out 2 scholarships a year, a boy and a girl, in the Chicagoland area, $3,000 a year for 4 years. And we also give out youth football equipment to needy teams. That's been a lot of fun. So I've enjoyed that. And the other thing I do with the B'nai B'rith Sports Lodge is I was a winner back in the day. Back in 1984, I won the Sports Lodge scholarship. And I've given back to that. I've been the co-chair of that for about the last, 10, 15 years or so. And we're right in the midst of that. We're right in the midst of, actually, today was the deadline to get applications in. It's for Chicago area Jewish seniors in high school. They just had to have played a sport, varsity letter, have to be a decent student. And it's basically a needs-based scholarship. We give out anywhere from $1,500 to $3,000 to $4,000, depending upon the dollars coming in and the amount of applicants we get.
Very impressive.
We usually give out about 20, 25 scholarships a year on that, that's a lot of fun because you get to see the best and the brightest, and these kids are phenomenal.
That's impressive. So, Brent, I want to get your advice on something for a moment. You and I are friends. I know a number of your colleagues, former athletes that are now in business, and most are doing quite well in business, contributing to community, involved in business, whether an entrepreneur or helping entrepreneurs. It's really it's incredible to watch. Brent, you played, as we mentioned before, for the Vikings, for the Bears, and you had a great career. What lessons did you learn that, during your NFL career, did you think about getting into business? What sort of advice would you have for folks that are out there that are doing something different than maybe what they ever envisioned? And how did you get into business? What is the one secret recipe or formula that has really helped you be successful?
I think the biggest thing that helped me when I was playing in the NFL was the guys that I played behind. With the Bears, I played behind Emory Moorhead. And Emory, although he was in his last year, he was working already. He was working in something else. He was actually selling real estate. He would come in with a suit and a briefcase. And then when I went up to Minnesota, Steve Jordan was a working engineer. I mean, he actually was helping with build the Target Center, which was their basketball stadium, when he was still playing. I mean, very smart guys. But the thing that they taught me was, look, this NFL career, it's short-lived. I mean, average career is 3 years. I more than doubled it. But the reality was you're going to be done playing at some point in your 20s, more than likely, or early 30s. And then you've got a whole life to live after that. So what are you going to do with after that? And for me, it was taking advantage of where I was and then using that as a springboard. So what I try to tell these guys that are playing now is, look, the NFL, it's not an end-all, be-all. It is for your career and your dreams and all that good stuff. And you go and you try to live that out, but you've got a whole life to live after that. So instead of just having your hand out and trying to make more money off the NFL when you retire, use the NFL as a springboard. And that's what I tell people that get into my business. No matter where you come from, everybody's got people that are interested in their walk of life and what they've done. So you got to utilize that to your best of your ability. And and take advantage of that and make sure that you're building up your human capital and people that you meet along the way, because those people that you've met in that situation can help you in your current situation. So it's all about networking. It's all about utilizing, you know, those things that you learn. Obviously, playing football, and there's no better teacher in the world for the business world. It's, you know, can you make a decision quickly? Can you work hard? Can you work in a team? Can you take a leadership role? All of these things that come to bear in the business world, I've already experienced. You know, it's people talk about, well, it's like getting military experience. And it is, except you're not going to get shot at or killed. but you're going to get that experience firsthand, and there's nothing better than a sport to emphasize that.
It's incredible. It's incredible to watch, this is, as a non-sports major fan, what I love watching and learning from are people like you, Brent, and so many others in all of the different sports, and watching you guys make the transition and really teaching and staying involved, and not just going and saying, hey, it was an awesome career and now what's next, but you're actually learning from the experience and most importantly teaching others, which is really incredible. So Brent Novoselsky, again, former NFL player and vice president at GCG Financial, I appreciate your time on the program. I guess go Panthers for you. I know some of our other listeners might be calling in momentarily. But, Brent, how can people get a hold of you if they want to learn more about, continue the conversation, whether it's about GCG, B'nai B'rith, NFL stuff. How can people reach you?
Absolutely. Just shoot me an email. It's just my name, which is very easy to spell. It's just it's Brent, B-R-E-N-T, dot Novoselsky, which is N-O-V-O-S-E-L-S-K-Y. It's simple. It's Novoselsky. And they can just hit me up on my Google, on my Gmail account, just at gmail.com. And whether it's about the NFL, PA stuff, we've got a golf outing coming up in July, or whether it's about the B'nai B'rith, as I said, we're just kind of closing down our application process on that, or, you know, if anybody out there.
Brent, you're involved in a lot of good stuff. So, again, get a hold of Brent Novoselsky. Appreciate your time on the program. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, and we've got a lot more advice for you after the break.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
Do you use a CPAP device for sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your bulky in-home device everywhere you travel? Then you need to know about Transcend. It's the world's first portable mini CPAP device and the only one you can try absolutely risk-free. Call now for your exclusive 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-700-4950. Transcend from MiniCPAP.com is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can sleep comfortably even while flying. Transcend is our smallest, lightest, and most portable mini CPAP design ever, offering all the performance of a bulky standard in-home device. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably. Call MiniCPAP.com now for this exclusive one-of-a-kind 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-700-4950. 1-800-700-4950.
You can find out about all of my events at ShalomKline.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be your daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer. Entrepreneurs often have amazing business ideas, but they put them on hold due to a lack of capital. They assume that their idea will never get far off the ground unless they have major funding behind them. It seems that every day there's a new startup receiving millions of dollars from venture capital firms. What you don't hear about is the several startup failures that burn through millions of dollars only to fizzle out and shut their doors forever. If your idea and plan of execution isn't well thought out from the beginning, no amount of money can turn it into a winner. If you have a great idea but very little money, you shouldn't let that stop you. Yes, there will be ridiculously long days with little to no sleep. Yes, you're going to be stressed, but those that want it bad enough will make it happen. So I've got some advice for you to help you get your idea off the ground with limited funds. Build your business around what you know. Instead of venturing off in uncharted territories, make sure you build your business around your skills and knowledge. The less you have to rely on others, the better. When your business is built on your personal expertise, you can eliminate consultants and outside assistance. Tell everyone you know what you're doing. Inform your family, friends, business contacts, and past colleagues about your new business. Call, send emails, make your new venture known on social media. Your family and friends can help you spread the word, and past business contacts can introduce you and your brand to professional contacts as well. Avoid unnecessary expenses. You're going to have plenty of expenses, and some of those just can't be avoided. Well, you can avoid those overspending. Take something as simple as business cards. You could drop $1,000 on 500 metal business cards that give off the cool factor. You could spend $10 on 500 traditional business cards. Being frugal in the beginning can be the difference between success and failure. Don't get buried in credit card debt. There's a smart way and a suicidal way to use credit when starting a business. New computers, office furniture, phones, and supplies can all add up quickly. Instead of purchasing everything at once and throwing it all on a credit card, use your company's revenue to finance your expenses. Make sure your receivables policy won't sink you. If your business is a retail operation, then this really won't apply. But if you're providing services such as consulting or products to retailers, make sure your payment policy is well thought out. Can you remain above water with net 15 or net 30 terms? Don't base your receivables on what you think your customers will want. Base it on what you can operate your business with successfully. Build up sweat equity. When I first got involved in business, I worked around the clock, handling every little piece of business, including marketing and growth, and all the hard days and all the hard work you're going to put in isn't for nothing. You're building a brand, and your hard work is essentially increasing the value of your business. Your sweat equity will come into play if you ever decide to sell off a piece of your company or take on a partner. Take advantage of free advertising and marketing. There's a lot of great tools that are out there. Leverage and make as many local media contacts as well. They can be very helpful and very responsive to those requests. And most importantly, get ready to hustle. Hard work is an absolute necessity, but when you're starting a business with little to no capital, you have to be prepared to dedicate everything you've got to make the business a success. Don't let limited capital prevent you from taking a great idea and running with it. Will it be difficult, and will you have some stressful moments? Of course, but that's part of entrepreneurship. Tell me if you've started a business with sweat equity alone. You could contact me through my website and download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website, shalomkline.com. And I hope you enjoyed today's show. We spoke with Tanya Trish from the Illinois Retail Merchants Association and had a fascinating discussion with Brent Novoselsky, former NFL player, here on Super Bowl Sunday about entrepreneurship and business. And, of course, you heard my comments about shopping local and shopping small. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. They have so much information on their website, and I encourage you, all of our listeners, check them out. I know you've got the TV open in the corner of your eye, but you also have a computer, and you can visit tandemhr.com. Get Down to Business is also brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com or give them a call at 708-771-7777, 708-771-7777. And remember, when you get out there tomorrow, make sure you support a local business. Make sure you call your alderman about the tobacco, the issues that Tanya Trish from the Illinois Retail Merchants Association talked to us about earlier. And make sure you call Tandem HR, 630-928-0510. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you again next Sunday at 6 p.m. Until then, get on my website, shalomkline.com. Enjoy the rest of the game and have a successful week.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we